Welcome back to Regular Friends. We are on location today at the Larkin House. And because I didn't set the audio levels right for the past one, we're doing this again. Am I supposed to be sitting on this?
You can if you like. So that is a Christmas pillow. But to make it more seasonal, I wrapped it into a burrito blanket. So now you can have a taco of all seasons.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put it over here, though.
Brian, you need to put this cap in a place where it's not going to scratch anything important.
Here, just I can take it. I'll put it on top of the fridge.
There's nothing important in the fridge.
It's nothing important. This is the music / grunge / miscellaneous hobby room of the Larkin House.
Yeah.
So,
I have a bad habit of putting sharp objects in pockets, backpacks, or like hoodie pouches, which I will then put a camera in.
Ooh.
And the cap, I have wrecked lenses and stuff like that because I didn't think what future Brian, who's a dumbass, is going to do.
I don't even know if that's that dumb. I think that's just like, it's very human and to be in the moment and like, I need somewhere to put this. I'm trying to be courteous.
Yeah.
Let me put this somewhere that someone's not going to step on it or it's not trash for someone else. And it's to your own detriment, unfortunately, because you're like, oh, it's also convenient to put important objects on my person.
So, thank you so much for letting me redo this podcast.
That was my pleasure.
You are Khan.
Hi, my name is Khan Shiro. I won't tell you what my real name is, but it's easy enough to figure out.
Nice. And Alan from before.
Yeah, also known as Bunraku.
And new guest.
New guest, DeFoxy.
DeFoxy,
cool. This is DeFoxy. DeFoxy is here today because I am a fursuit maker of 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on DeFoxy's bodysuit, so we were doing a fit test today. So a few adjustments for that, but I was transforming his partial into a full suit.
Before we get into your charity that you have going on, and we never
the
even
human
got
fund. I'm human.
The human fund.
Yeah, I'm human. Money people. I'm people.
And last time in the podcast, we got as far as I think middle school for you, or maybe freshman year high school.
We were starting in high school. I think that's where we're starting. If you want to continue on that track, I'm fine with that because the interesting stuff actually starts in college, really, high school and college.
Then tell me, what did the last month of high school feel like? Like, high school's done for you. You don't have finals this year because, you know, you don't have finals senior year. Graduation's coming up.
How
did you feel that year? That was the final, in April. Like, it's April right now.
Yeah. April. It was bittersweet for me.
Yeah.
My high school was a lot more like a college campus than it was, I think, most traditional schools. We had a rotating schedule every day.
Hmm.
And I got to pick most of my electives my senior year.
Okay.
Because I went to a prep school. I went to Holy Ghost for high school. That's in Bend, Salem. And they let you pick your courses every semester in high school.
Mm.
So I knocked out all my requirements for being a high school student my junior year in high school.
Wow.
So my entire senior year was just all electives.
Yeah.
And they actually brought me into the guidance counselor. I was like, Connor, like your schedule, I don't know if you can do this. Like, what? Why? What's the problem? It's like, well, your schedule looks like you get in the morning, you go to the arts studio for 3 hours, you go to your cinema appreciation class, then you go to your cinematography class, then you go to your AP literature class, and then you go into your poetry writing class. I don't think you can do this for an entire year. I was like, well, technically I can. And they're like, oh, yeah, technically you can do that because you completed all your math requirements the year prior.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. The first thing you do is just you're in the art room for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And that was, I wish... We were very limited at Blue Mountain, what we were able to do. You were given, you may have had 3 electives per semester. So 3 classes out of the 9 periods of the day were stuff you actually cared about. And usually one of them had to be a foreign language. So you really only got 2 that you really liked.
I think I had that up to my junior year. I did Spanish the entire time through. I wish I retained more of that information. I wasn't very passionate about it, quite frankly. I understand the usefulness of it, and I wish I had the fluency to go to another nation and just, you know, speak fluently and just be like, oh, I know where everything is, but...
Yeah. But, so, you go in the art room, and then you just have film classes the rest of the day and one lit class, no math.
At that point, my senior year, no. I had already finished all of my calc requirements and stuff like that. But I had also, I was doing like figure drawing, my design class, painting class.
Mm-hmm.
I think I also had two breaks per day. So I
would, two study halls.
So I would line it up so they would be in between the art studio classes. So I would just have extended time to work on those classes.
Did you have to go to the study hall and then sign out again?
No, it was very very liberal. You were able to just you had to be where you were supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
a sort of class. But besides that, you weren't responsible to be anywhere during your study hall.
That's amazing.
So it was very liberating and. I was also like the president of my movie club in high school, so I would just like, I would take a break. I would take a 30 to 45 minute break. I'd go to one of our participating volunteer teachers, and I'd be like, all right, we're hosting the cinema club here today. We're going to watch movies that I think are cool, and we're just going to talk about them.
Hell yeah.
And that's basically what we did every day. It was not as popular as the Seinfeld Club. It was also not as popular as the Weather Forecasting Club, but it was still a fun time.
Were you part of the weather forecasting club?
No, I only went to like one or two of them. I was a little jealous of the guy who was running it because he was so passionate about weather forecasting. And it's actually one of those fascinating scenarios where someone is so passionate about something that's relatively mundane.
Yeah.
And it gets other people very passionate about it.
Yeah.
So he would have like 60 people crowding into the bio lab just to hear about lectures on like weather forecasting. It was.
And this is a senior?
He was my grade, so like, he started that when we were sophomores, and he followed that up until he was a senior. I think he's a weather caster now. I think he like is like a reporter. Ryan Connolly. I don't know if you're actually. I doubt you're watching this, but that's the guy who who did that.
So you end up after all of that, you graduate.
Yeah.
You walk. Do you have any memories of graduation?
The funny thing is I do. Like, I remember graduation being, like, just a kind of a blur. But I was looking back through photos, and I'm like, why do I have all those medals around my neck? Mm. I'm like, oh, right, I graduated top of my class in art and, like, English and, like, art history or something. Mm. And I'm like, oh, I kind of just forgot about that. But, like, I remember in particular going to the Hookah Lounge with, like, one of my buddies right afterwards. And we're like,
right after.
We are going to Center City Hookah Lounge. We're going to go smoke a big hookah. We are free, and we went and did that. And
that's like the day of graduation.
That was like the day of graduation, yeah.
Did they do the all-night, like the senior all-night party?
If they did, I wasn't invited to it.
That was Blue Mountain's way of like, okay, we're going to keep seniors from drinking and driving. You all come to the all-night party at the middle school where they lock you in.
Well, that's the weird thing. They did that for us in middle school. I never had that in high school.
An all-night party in middle school?
Yeah, that was for Halloween. That was like eighth grade. Like they did like the haunted hayride, and we watched like horror movies like on Halloween, and that was like in the school gym. That's actually a pretty cool event, like thinking back. Like that's neat. That's interesting. Because I remember we watched... the Tim Curry It in the gym after we had just gotten back from the haunted hayride. and we all had sleeping bags and stuff like that. And I remember I brought like a big thing of candy corn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ew.
So now I would say ooh, the candy corn. At the time I was like, ooh, this is good. This is just corn syrup.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It is just sugar. It tastes like, it does taste like yellow and orange. And orange, Alan.
Where could we go from here? Into college?
We can go to college. I don't know if we want to touch on the fundraiser, just if we want to go into that so we don't get to the state we were last time. That's chronologically, it's at the end, so therefore we'll do it last. So just recently, right after Christmas, I was in the ER. Anthony, who may show up, he's upstairs. I was just laying in pain in the living room, like 10 out of 10 pain. Didn't know what happened. My back is just engulfed. Went to the ER. ER made me wait for 6 hours. They basically gave me Tylenol and told me to go eat grass. I'm not a cow.
Which hospital was this?
That was Einstein, or I think it's like Jefferson something now, but it's on Germantown.
Yeah, it's the one that's nearby.
So I had hurt my back the summer prior opening our pool, because we do the big pool parties at Larkin. We're like, all right, we're going to save money. We're going to open it. Actually, no, we didn't even open ourselves. We paid a company to do it, and I was being nice because the guy who usually opens our pools had cancer. So I'm like, we'll take the cover off for you. And then I slipped a disc doing that. And so I spent all summer recovering from it. Went to physical therapy. It got better for a while. And then I did something over Christmas. It might, like I said, it might have been the twerk. It might have been the twerk off of my cousins on Christmas.
Probably was the twerk
off. Probably was the twerk off. Anyway, I'm 32. I was 31 at the time. I should have been able to,
You should be able to twerk off of your cousins.
Yeah.
In America, come on.
In this economy.
Anyway.
So then the next morning?
It was the next morning. I was about to go on my jog, because I got really into jogging last year. That became one of my new hobbies. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it, because I just spent the last 2.5 months on my back, basically. And went to go sit on the couch. Nothing. It was just like I said, then Anthony found me, and was just like, all right, we're going to ER. I basically got muscle relaxers and was told I have to go see a specialist. I'm like, okay. I went to the specialist. I'm like, how much pain are you? It's not that bad. It's 8 out of 10. It's fine. Okay, cool. Do you want pain meds? I'm like, yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you get pain meds and you do need surgery, you will not be able to get surgery until you're off your pain meds. I'm like, awesome. Love that. So I'm still going to work. I'm still working as a landscape architect, draftsman, for 2 or 3 weeks after the incident. I recovered somewhat, not really at all.
When you were on the floor, when you say the pain was 10 out of 10 when Anthony found you, how would you describe 10 out of 10 pain for someone who's never experienced it?
It's very hard to imagine. It's basically you would rather get shot in the head than continue to feel how you're feeling at that moment.
Really?
Yeah. And then also having back pain, something really bad for your back, and then going to the ER, and then they had no wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. So I had to walk from station to station in the ER with people who are like, excuse me, sir. What are you here for today? I'm like, obviously I can't walk very well right now. All right, that'll be $900. I'm like, oh, I have insurance. It's insurance. Here says that you have to pay $900. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't give a shit. Sign that real quick. Can I see the doctor now? Wait in the lobby. Wait in the lobby for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. No Tylenol. I asked them for Tylenol several times. Not even pain meds. I'm like, can I get anything for some relief? Mm-hmm. It was bad. Yeah, and then eventually they gave me muscle relaxers, which helped somewhat, and steroids. But I couldn't get any actual pain mitigation medicine until after the surgery, honestly. And that was 3 weeks later.
So what did you do for those 3 weeks?
I went to work, and I was just in pain. And I had a cane. I had to carry a cane around. I actually volunteered for New Year's Furry Bowl as a public safety officer during that time. I was still just in the chair in pain.
This past January?
Yeah, for NYFB.
I feel so bad. I saw you there and I didn't say anything.
Ah, you're fine.
I should have given you weed or something like that.
I wish. I think I had the edibles. Mm-hmm. I did have a bunch of edibles. My buddy Hutzer actually gave me some CBD oil, which I was using to massage the area. It helped actually a lot. Yeah, that was rough. But
so you finally got your surgery.
Yes.
What did the surgery? What was prep like for the surgery?
Prep like for the surgery wasn't. It was actually a lot. It was a lot of going to doctors and telling them you have to see another doctor. I went to my primary care doctor, I think, 4 times prior to getting referred to the specialist, who's the back specialist, the orthopedic specialist, who then referred me to the neurosurgeon, who then had me go to the MRI specialist, who also had me go to the cardiologist. And then I had to go back to my PCP, then go back to the cardiologist, all to get approved for the surgery.
I see.
So all in all, in copays, that was like close to like almost $2,000 of just like going for between the specialists and the doctors and stuff like that.
Okay.
Of course, I was working the whole time. I only took 3 days off work this entire span, and that was what the day I had my surgery, and then 2 days after my back surgery, and then I was back to the office.
Yikes.
Luckily, at that point, I was on opioids, and like, you know, you don't feel too much on those, but...
Never been on opioids. How would you describe that feeling?
Oh, I feel so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can see why people get on the fentanyl.
Is that what they gave you?
No, they gave me
oxy.
They gave me oxys. Yeah.
What was the first oxy? What did that feel like?
I mean, I remember being in the hospital. I don't think that was oxy. That was morphine. Mm. Like, so that was just the straight up heroin. That felt good. Like that was like it's like it felt like a really nice nap. And despite being in an incredible amount of pain, and like I had had surgery before because I had I had to get bladder surgery the year prior, and I had my tonsils taken out when I was like 25. But
I had mine out freshman year, and they put me under for that, and then there was anesthesia on top of that.
Yes,
I remember when I came out, it was like, oh, huh, it's over. Interesting. Okay. Your mom's here to pick you up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brian, how are you doing? And of course, you can't talk. And I was just doing, yo, Adrian. I'm good to go back in. And she's like, okay, Brian, we're going to stop at KFC on the way back. Yeah. You want anything?
Yeah, like a Sprite.
So I had a Sprite and I was laughing because I kept missing my mouth. I couldn't feel it or where the straw was. Oh, man, but when that shit wore off,
damn.
I was on the floor of my bathroom crying.
I know, you feel bad.
Because it's not only that you're like, your teeth hurt, your jaw hurts, it's like your brain hurts.
Yeah, your brain hurts because you're also hungover from the drugs at that point.
Yeah, and then they gave you bullshit Tylenol, and I'm like, even as a freshman in high school,
our parents ruined that shit for us. We can't even get the good drugs after surgery because they all got addicted.
Like, Tylenol doesn't do anything. Ibuprofen sort of does something. I was telling the guys at the band, like in the band nerd basement at the party last night, that I was talking to Coda, the guy who runs co-runs the Furry Marching Band. And we were talking about being in, you know, middle-aged. And we were in the band room at Anthrocon, which is, you know, the storage room that just became the band room. And I looked to someone else who had thinning hair like me. And I said to him, hey... We look about the same age. You got any ibuprofen on you? Pulls out the Costco-sized bottle. Like, how many do you want? And I'm like, 4.
Oh, wow. And I'm like,
we got the fursuit parade coming up, and I got to hump drums in this.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, I've never been flexible with my back. This isn't me trying to go me too, or like me also.
I don't own misery.
But... like, I don't have a lot of range of motion, and I don't know if it's muscles or something, or it was exasperated because I got a sit-down job and I'm sitting all day.
Yeah, part of it's also genetic. Like, you could, if you have, like, a family history of, like, back problems, like, you'll probably get them.
Yeah,
both your father and your sister both had the same procedure, pretty much.
Yeah, both my dad and my sister had the same, like, back surgery.
Okay, so you're getting ready for the surgery. You're there in. You got the gown on.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
Honestly, the day of the surgery was kind of the easiest part.
Yeah.
I got in there. I just, like, got, like, changed, got in the gown, lay in the bed. And I feel a sense of relief, quite frankly, even before the surgery, because the hardest part was just walking everywhere. Because I had the cane. Every step was, like, a 5 out of 10 pain.
Yeah.
And, like... people, like, listen to you when you say you have back pain, but, like, not really, kind of. They're like, oh, yeah, I mean, like, it's, like, I was, like, going between specialists at the hospital, and they'd be like, oh, you gotta go see this other specialist across town.
Mm.
And, like, you gotta go walk there now. I'm like, oh, okay.
Even the entire, like lead up.
I remember the MRI. Yeah. So here's a fun fact for all you. You know it's bad. If you go into the MRI and the technician's kind of a dick on the beginning of it, you get out of the MRI and he's like, are you okay? Like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, I'm fine. He's like, oh, okay. Is this your wheelchair? I'm like, I didn't come in with a wheelchair. I was like, okay.
So he was a dick on the intake,
like, yes.
And then super nice on the way out?
Oh, on the way out, because he saw what my spine looked like on the way out. My neurosurgeon said it was like one of the worst like herniated discs he had seen in a long time. Like, it was like pushing against like the actual nerve like sac.
Yeah.
They thought it was like punctured but luckily it wasn't on the actual operation.
Why does the spine have to be the dumbest piece of bones in your whole body, and it's the freaking turnpike of everything?
Yeah, like you have one part of your body that hurts, and it just controls an entire quarter of your body. It's it's bad design. Yeah.
We weren't
5 out of 10.
We weren't made to live 100 years. We were made to just die at 50.
Yeah.
I would have been an elder at this point in like a village.
You ever see talk about old cinema appreciation? You watch like noir films.
Yeah.
Like the old men in that movie are 49.
You're like,
and then Humphrey Bogart looked like he was in his 60s, and he was what, like 28 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like emaciated and small. No one discovered protein or HGH.
No, luckily we have all that fluoride in the water, so it keeps us nice and youthful.
So they go in there. Mm-hmm. They
take out part of my disc. Like, it looks like a piece of shrimp. Just suck that out.
Yep.
I wish they let me keep it. I would have had it in a little tiny jar.
Yeah.
I would have lied to people and I said it was a little part of my brain they took out.
Explains everything.
It would explain a lot
so
more.
So what was coming to like? You're coming
it wasn't
out
that
of
bad. It wasn't that bad. Like, I basically came to. I was pretty sentient, honestly, after the surgery because, like, they're very big proponents of you. You have to walk the same day you have that surgery because, like, early mobility is key to recovery. Mm-hmm. So I basically came to. It was only like 2-3 hours after the surgery, and then I was up in the waiting room because they had the individual waiting rooms and stuff like that. My dad mm-hmm. was there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He drove me like. Fortunately, he works in the city, so it was easy for him to like kind of like stop by, like, "Hey, I'm here. I'll help you drive. I'll drive you in. I'll drive you home."
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just there, and I'm feeling fine because I'm on the drugs. Like, it doesn't feel that bad. And
you're on like morphine again.
I was immediately walking, like immediately, and it felt like so much better than before.
Mm-hmm.
My back hurt, but it wasn't like my entire leg was hurting when I was stepping. It was like...
Okay, so you were having like the shock.
Sciatic. Pain. I was having the sciatica going all the way down because of like the nerve pinching.
Yeah.
So like the only problem was I really wanted to go home, and then they make you piss first, but all the drugs they give you for the anesthesia makes you like nut your bladder and stuff not work because they don't want you peeing on the operating table and stuff like that. So... I had to wait like 3 hours and like 4 ginger ales and like 2 liters of water later, I was able to finally pee. And then, but then I went home and I slept on the bed. And then Alan like was like, "Hey, what are you doing, you lazy asshole?" I'm kidding.
So, what's your mobility like now?
I'm pretty much back to normal. It's a 95% recovery, essentially. I don't know if I'm only about 5% back, but it's like still pretty good. Like,
no, I'll be more twerking?
I haven't attempted. For $2 a month, I'll attempt to twerk again.
So let's talk about the fundraiser.
Yeah, so I'm really appreciative of the fundraiser. I was talking to some of my friends, and we're like, all right, I want to do something to raise some money because I don't like the fact that I'm out like $3,000 or $4,000 mm-hmm. from... like this,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do just like a page, like not like a
GoFundMe,
yeah. any charity
e-bag?
Thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to e-bag. I was like, if we're going to do something, I want to do a fun project with my friends and it'll actually be a creative experiment as opposed to, just like the easy, send me money,
yeah.
me money now. Me money now. So I was talking to my friend Hollow, who lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist, does great work,
mm-hmm.
and he was very like kind. He was like, "Yo, like let's do a sticker print combo mm-hmm. for sale." And I'm like, that would be awesome. Let's do it. So we're like, what do we do? It's like, all right, so it'll be me, the golden retriever dad, mm-hmm. with a back surgery scar, with a big surgical cone,
mm-hmm.
with a jock strap, who's just twerking. It's just like, dad got back.
Yeah.
Asterisk surgery. And then...
We need to use this camera to then grab some photos. Do you have any sticker packs here at the house?
I don't have stickers of that here. I do have the images of it. I can send you if you can see it.
We'll make a short or something to start the video off.
I have a full short. I made a short. That's the second.
Oh, okay.
So we could actually open the video with the short I made.
Oh, fantastic!
I did a whole. So then
you see the lower third, and just like calm down.
Because then the follow up was like, all right, well, how do we market it? And then I was like, all right, let me talk to some people. And I talked to my friend, Canna Bliss, who lives in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
They're Russell Buck's partner. I don't know if you know Russell Buck.
The thing is, I have lived the past 10 years on... I have been, like, living at the Duga over the horizon listening station.
I understand that. I was
of
there.
The furry fandom because there. I lived in frickin' Schuylkill County.
Yeah.
You know, where Trump is gonna come out of the West and decapitate the non-believers.
That's fair. I'm pretty safe.
So I would hear all these names, and me coming down out of the Appalachian Mountains to just come to this house was the highlight of my month. Because every day...
It's liberating. It's quite frankly. That's why we do, honestly, the parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, not to sidetrack too much, but you're absolutely right. It's...
So, I'm all up for learning... I didn't even know that other house in Glenside existed until last night.
No.
You just needed your headphones back. Like, and I'm like, I want to drive the puppy car, so...
If you ever, like, play, like, one of those old school RTSs on, like, your PC, like, the original Warcrafts mm-hmm. or, like, Warhammer. The Fog of War has lifted.
Yeah, yeah.
You get another, like, pinpoint in your map, and you're like, ah.
What the fuck? There's, like, enclaves everywhere?
Exactly.
Yeah. So...
They all hate each other.
I mean, I think that's more of like gay culture than is furry
culture.
We're
all catty as shit.
Oh my god. Freaking. Now, granted, he was barfing and shitting at the same time, but I didn't know that like Holly got food, like my roommate got food poisoning or something and calls me. Well, the second, she never calls me. But I'm driving the Honda today. I'm driving from the correct side of the vehicle. My left hand is shifting. I'm looking down the breakdown lane because I'm that small. I didn't drive it today. For reference, I bought a Japanese mini car.
Little baby boy.
Puppy. It makes a thundering 42 horsepower. It can almost go 75 miles an hour. So... And it's itty bitty and tiny, tiny, and gets 50 miles a gallon. And so I'm on 309 with it, going mm-hmm. to Glenside. And the phone rings. And my first thought was, what pipe burst? Because I'm the landlord. What pipe burst? Did something go wrong? Do I need to turn around? This or that. And Holly says, can you pick me up some K-O-Pectate? And I'm like, first of all, I'm 20 miles away. Second of all, we have a Weiss riding around the corner. Had I known, and like, she didn't like tell me the whole story. Like, had I known, like, okay, I literally can't leave the house because I'm either going to throw up or shit myself every 8 minutes. You know, I got, because I don't want food poisoning.
You need like, context sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what? Yeah. But eventually I figured it out. Like, the next morning, TJ told me, like, that's what's going on. I'm like, okay. Because I got food poisoning after New Year's Furry Ball from eating chicken McNuggets out of a trash can. No, wait, not chicken nuggets. It was the buffalo boneless wings from the TGI Fridays at the hotel. And they belonged to Origami Griffin, who ate a few of them. And I was eating them with makeshift chopsticks out of the coffee stirrers from the hotel. I'm like, these are perfectly good. They're only a day and a half old.
Oh.
And then I got some energy drink from Big Jake. And I'm drinking that on the turnpike, driving the mini car. And I just feel this rumbling. And I'm like, eh. I got an iron stomach. I'm good. So I go to the gym that night, and I'm like, I am sweating weird. This is odd.
No.
I go home, and then it's just, you know, bleh, shit. Yeah, one or the two, and then you spend the rest of the day just like, I don't want water. Anything that's in me is poison.
Yes.
And
water's your friend.
Yeah.
You don't believe it, but water's your friend.
But oh my God, the second I started coming out of it, and I go to Boyer's Food Market, and I get chicken and stars. Campbell's chicken and stars.
Mm.
Oh my God, that shit's manna. Like as Buzzy would say, this is like what comes out of Shai Halud.
Shai Halud.
And I'm eating chicken and stars, and I'm like, I never want to have sex again. This is better. I never want to bust. This is better than busting. Oh my God, this tastes so freaking good.
You avians and your obsession with chicken tendies.
Eating your own.
Dude, at Weiss, like they had like markdown. When you see that little red tag on produce, bro, like those chicken wings I got from the party, $2.80 for that whole rack.
Was it really?
Yeah. Now, granted, it was the entire chicken wing. I had to cut them in
half.
You did,
yeah.
You had to break the tendons. But then they had another one of drumsticks. I can't wait to put that in the air fryer tonight. I'm going to eat that and fucking role play with somebody and bust into a sock. The Timberland ones that don't have their friends anymore.
There you go.
And they sit in a special.
Is that the Vore role play? Where it's like, oh, I got your chicken leg.
Vore doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
Some people like it. It's not really my scene.
I like it, but it's... I think this is AD talk. This is the...
it doesn't do anything for me either. I'm just like, that's cool, but it's like, that doesn't...
It's like people...
It's dumb subplay. It's just on a different level of it.
Right. It's like when people draw, like, macro stuff, and I'm like, I'm just a man... I'm sorry, what?
I just saw too much body horror as a child.
Ugh.
Like the thing.
Yeah.
Like death death becomes her. That's not really body horror. That's comedy. Hostel.
That messed me up as a kid.
Dude.
That messed me up.
That movie starts off so slow.
Also, in particular, Hostel 2.
Didn't see Hostel
2. Hostel 2, where the girl's crying for her mom. I'm like, oh my God.
Bro.
Like, that was awful.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Just to make sure we're talking about the right movie. We're talking about that Japanese horror film, right?
Hostel was the German one.
Oh, then what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of a
Hostel's. It's English, but it's like the.
Yeah, no. I remember watching this subtitled horror movie, and I remember my friend Shoop came over with the DVD, and he said, "I'm only going to give you one preview to this movie, and it's Rob Zombie's review." And he said, "Movies don't scare me. This scared me."
I'm trying to think of the Japanese horror movies I'm most familiar with, like House. I know, but that's kind of goofy.
This one is the story of some... I know this is so stereotypical, but it's the story of some business guy who sets up a fake interview for a movie that's not getting made because he wants to meet this particular girl. So they
interview, torture her or something, right?
And she tortures. She ends up torturing him.
Really?
I
feel like I watched like Wendigoon's like iceberg video of like movies, so it rings a bell. I have not seen it myself.
Now I have to look up Jay Har. Like the money shot of the movie was the antagonist. She sawed the guy's foot off with, like, one of those survival saws that's on a string.
Yes, the saw, like the really thin ones. Like what they had in Hereditary with the mom at the end of it.
I didn't see that.
That's a good one.
Friggin' J-horror.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not a big horror person. I saw The American Ring before I saw Ringu.
I did too. Mostly because I think I was younger, and I think my parents rented it from Blockbuster.
Nah, it's going to bug me and somebody in the comments.
Do you want another beer?
I kind of do. You know what?
Or do you want the big one?
I should have brought over some like dots. Those are my crack lately is dots.
Dots. I don't know what dots is.
Oh, those pretzel sticks?
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about beer.
Yeah. No, I'm at the stage in my life where I need to chase beer with some sort of
salty
solid
snack.
Food. Yeah.
Let me see. I might have pretzels, actually.
Yeah. The great thing about this podcast, we can actually take it on the run.
I left a whole bunch of pretzels at your place.
Take it on the run, baby.
Oh, you can see the stack
That's
of...
That's the way you want it, baby.
The
action
thing.
And I don't want you around. You take it on the run, baby.
We have some oyster crackers. That's...
We're jerking off on airplanes, baby.
I got popcorn.
Neat. Actually, popcorn's not bad.
Magic spoon. That's...
How is Magic Spoon? People are like...
Magic Spoon. Magic
brought,
Spoon.
Brought to you by
brought
Magic
to you
Spoon.
By Magic Spoon. I love it. It makes me feel like less of a fat ass.
Honestly,
it's not bad, actually.
Honestly,
it's,
I want it.
It's not bad.
Does it taste like Fruit Loops?
Yes, it tastes exactly like Fruit Loops. Might be a little stale, but...
Yeah.
You can just take it with you if you like.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Sorry,
I don't really have like a sweet tooth.
I thought we had more pretzels.
That's okay. Are those cookies? Do they belong to anyone?
Oh, help yourself. They got brought over last night. Sorry, our house is a mess at the moment.
This is good pod.
You get a Miller. You get a Miller.
It's Miller time.
Hey, remember you got a car? Do you remember you got a car?
Remember, I remember that.
Do you remember?
So, where
so did you have to do assigned physical therapy after?
Yeah,
the
I did.
Was completed?
Well, it's funny. I did do a few rounds of physical therapy. I recently just told them I'm not going back because it was like $90 for copay per session.
Ew. And what did they have you do?
It was the same thing they had me do last time because I had already done physical therapy last summer. It was just a lot of stretching and a lot of like trying to push my body to see like where it hurts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's not, it still hurts, but like, not that it's not getting better. It's like part of my left foot's still numb and that's not going to get fixed by the stretches we're doing. I think that might just be permanent, unfortunately, but...
The problem with that is heat. Mm-hmm. You can't dissipate heat. It gets burning hot if I have both screens running.
Oof.
But the one in the back isn't turning off for some weird reason. Settings, I don't know. Yeah, these cookies are amazing. I saw this picture by Adler the Eagle. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of him just getting out of a pool. Oh my freaking God.
I remember when he was safe for work.
Yeah. Dude, the guy's jacked now.
Yeah, I know.
His freaking shoulders, his pecs are amazing. He has like a four, like, I wouldn't say he has a six pack, but I'm like, you're beefy now. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong at the gym? So I was just doing like chest exercises. And I know I'm working against the clock now because I'm going to be 44 this summer. And that sucks. I'm talking to a guy who got surgery.
You don't look 44.
No, thanks.
That's right. You don't look like you're 44.
But. There's like flab here that's not getting sucked back into my body. Oh, I wonder why. I'm eating cookies. And I had a chocolate croissant with my coffee this morning.
The closer you move to Philadelphia, the worse your health gets. I'm just pointing it out there.
Yeah, the food's too good here.
I know. Yeah. It's like back home, I'm just eating gym rat food.
Yeah, you're meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Meat
and potatoes and frozen vegetables. And now I hang out with you guys and say, yo, we're going to, like, well, yo, let's go hot pot.
Yeah, or, Korean barbecue on a Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. And now I can actually get good Indian food
around here. There is really good Indian food in Prussia.
You can't stay without hitting, like, a good Indian restaurant around here just because the Indian population is so...
Yeah.
There's a lot of IT jobs and stuff here, so it's...
Yeah, and all the...
The CHOP doctors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They're all insourced, pretty much.
Yeah, every single restaurant you go to is like... You don't even ask for it. They just truffle fries just show up on the table.
Yeah, all the KP Town Center restaurants are great.
Were you there when we went to that ramen place? It was another, like, we can't wait for dinner to be served, and it's usually a Lance lunch. It's like, yo, let's go ramen.
I don't think I was there for that one.
I don't know if it was a ramen place. No, we were doing, what's the other big gigantic bowl?
Pokey?
Yeah, I guess.
Pho.
Yeah.
Pho. Yeah. It's
spelled, you get all the
pho,
bean sprouts.
Pho.
You get all the bean sprouts, you mix it yourself. Yeah, it's so good.
Pho's,
so
pho's
good
great.
And cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's still pricier than it used to be, but it is, like, it's still relatively
a
lot of food.
It's one of those few things that don't get the, like, KOP tax. just by being in KOPs. Like, you don't realize like how expensive everything is around here until you like go like 30 minutes north or like an hour west. You're just like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like whenever we go to the woods, we're like, oh my God, everything's so cheap here. Yeah. That's a shout out to all you woods fans.
Yeah. I think we were talking about the weird, the podcast, like after the podcast, we're over at the Glen. I shouldn't call it that. I don't want people to find out where I live, but
I don't think they'll know where you live based on the nickname.
Okay. We were measuring because there was that one stool in the kitchen. Turns out that's the perfect height for the bar. So any bar stools I can find between 28 and 30 inches, perfect. So now it's like antiquing time, girls. But also antiques are a freaking thing around here.
We were talking about that. How like the whole the thrift market. I mean, I guess thrift is like the younger version of antiquing,
pretty much.
But IKEA wants like $100 a stool for one of their nice ones.
IKEA wants this much money for a stool?
Really?
Maybe I'm seeing it wrong. Maybe it was $100 for a set of them. Yeah.
That seems
unreal. It turns out the bar can probably handle about six bar stools down there.
I mean, I guess they are solid wood. They're not like MDF.
Just give Lance a mission. Just give Lance like a mission and that just have wait for him to come back.
Like, have his marketplace autism and just find him immediately.
Again, we can't go an episode without talking about Lance.
Yeah. Is that the new role?
They're going to be here soon. I don't know when.
Yeah.
They're just going to barge in.
Drain and Kay went down to grab a van from Georgia.
So whose van is it?
It's Drain's van. He bought it months ago. He was getting it repaired by someone who didn't finish the repairs, and now he's just got it.
Okay.
So go back there and claim it.
I just got a DM from one of the people down there who has like an old square body Ranger they want me to film with a 2.2. But they also have one of the OBS Fords with the 3-liter straight six, like the Fords, quote unquote. It's like one of the greatest engines that Ford ever made, but nobody cares about it because it's not a big block. Yeah. But it's like the tow truck engine. I'm like, I love the shit out of this thing, but it has like rust holes in it. So, and it won't make the trip up from Georgia to here.
Oh, hey, Mom. Can I call you back? Yeah, no problem. I'm on a podcast.
All right,
bye-bye.
We're clipping that. That alone is funny. So, you do stretches and stuff for PT?
I think that's kind of like where I was at. Up till like last week. And then I basically was just like, I can't afford to keep doing that.
For $90 a session,
it's a lot. That's the copay. That's not even the full amount. That's after insurance.
Dude, can you show me how to do it once, and then I'll just go to Planet Fitness.
That's exactly what I did though. Like that's why I did it. Like I already did like 6 sessions last summer. I did 2 this like recently. Like
whoa.
So that's a lot of money just learning how to stretch properly. It's.
Wolf Fitness was like $500 for the year.
Yeah, my gym. I go to like Planet Fitness, and it's like $20 or something. I forget. It's
like cheap. A personal trainer is cheaper than a physical therapist.
Totally.
Definitely. It's a medical thing. That's why it's expensive.
It's medical certifications, pretty much.
Yeah, they have a bunch of don't do this, do this. Cool. And then that's it. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
But touching back on the fundraiser. My friend Hollow did the art, and it's great. I think it's hilarious. It's sexy. Mm-hmm. It's sexy and hilarious. It's great.
Dude.
I love the time.
That would be good. That would be like the perfect, like your character. I'm sexy and hilarious. Belch
and fart.
Donate. Sticker pack. Hey, kids.
Oh, we were talking about the marketing for it then. How we did that. So I was talking like, all right, I talked to my buddy up in Brooklyn, Can of Bliss. Then we got on the Russell Buck, and then we were talking about the exploration
Going back
full circle. I was like, you know what I want to do? Because I think it's going to be funny. I want to do a parody video of the Sarah McLachlan SPCA videos they would always play as well as a kid.
Yeah.
And I did that. So I'm like, my buddy's got the voice of an angel. I'm like, I need you to sing me this parody. He's like, what's the parody? I want you to sing me In the Arms of a Daddy. So I swapped out the lyrics of Arms of an Angel.
Is it Chester? Is he?
No, it's not Chester. It's Kenneth Bliss.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
No problem. Chester would be great,
so much vibrato.
So I had him sing it. It was a perfect rendition. Got it back. Started putting the video together. I think it's hilarious. Alan did actually a lot of the cinematography for it, all the photos and stuff, helped me with the camera.
I didn't do the editing, though.
I did all the editing, yeah. I was director / editor for the project. And then actually very generously, Bear and Beagle stickers offered to do all the print production for the stickers for free. So that was very nice of them. That's run by Bill Beagle and Kosh. They're my friends out in the Midwest. So a real national project here.
Midwest?
The Corn Belt.
Iowa?
I think Bill's around Iowa.
Wisconsin, or they were Michigan or something. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure. I think Bill's in Iowa.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I used to live in Center City, Philadelphia for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I just loved the action of walking to work.
Yeah, I
walking
remember
back home.
Like when you stole your apartment.
I was like 30 pounds lighter. and my legs were just solid from like all the walking. Because you go to work, do like your 8 to 10 hour, at the office, walk back home, hit up the grocery store, load up all your arms like a kid who's pulling all the groceries out of his mom's car in one run.
Yeah.
And then you would just do this back home. So you just got all your like cardio and strength training in one go.
Love that. I never, when I was doing pretty well when I was in grad school, because I had a car in Kutztown, but I lived about a mile from campus. And so I wanted to walk back and forth the campus a few times each day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. But then I also understood like an old Gil Scott Heron. I don't know if you would call it. It had to be like proto rap, because it was called Inner City Blues, I think it was called Inner City Blues. We got phones. We can look it up. It was more like, I think he just called it poetry, but he had this line where he says, when you've walked a hole in a brand new pair of shoes, you now understand the inner city blues.
Yeah.
And
a brand new pair
of shoes, and you blow them out in a month and a half.
Oh, I would easily within like a few months. Like, I'd have to get new shoes. Like, it's because I would like, because I went to design school in San Francisco, Philadelphia. So I was going like back and forth to the art store.
Yeah.
Like, big old portfolio on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You easily give her that.
Yeah. I started having an opinion about like Doc Martens or stuff that had really thick soles. I'm like, wow, I'll bet these will last like a year and a half.
You have to, otherwise. Yeah. Like, you can't afford to get shoes that are going to like, you can't shop at Target for your shoes at that point.
No. Like, the days of wearing like Airwalks or Skechers or anything that I could like fit my wide feet into.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, because I used to just walk around, I still do now that, in the suburbs, but where I just wear running shoes all the time.
Yeah.
But realize that, they're not meant for just pounding the pavement all the time. They're really meant for like a track.
Sprinting. You're supposed to like sprint in those.
Yeah.
Like hard.
Oh, yeah.
But
I need new shoes now. And I think the only place around here to get like, because I only wear like, I either wear Ultras and I have those pair of, I don't know what sort of penny loafers or like casual shoes. But if I'm going to be walking all day, I need, because these are my feet. They're freaking. Well, Jensen's not here.
I know. I do the comparison shot.
Yeah,
got for the viewers at home.
My feet don't come to a point. They're
just, I see. They're wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ultra trail runners or trail hiking shoes are the ones I have. Are the only thing that allows my feet to splay out when I walk, because, and this is like nerd stuff, because I used to live near the Appalachian Trail. And when you hike the AT, the entire thing in one shot, your feet grow about one shoe size in it, because you're attempting to hike 2,200 miles. So your feet get really strong, but just like any other muscle, your toes get fat. So literally these shoes, the toe box is like this. Mm. And you could pick them up. They're in the out by your door. And the only place to get them around here is REI. And it's like, oh my God, REI.
It's so expensive.
I know.
It's expensive.
I love the hell out of that store. But it's like, oh, Jesus motherfucking Christ.
Mm. But, It's
$400 shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame because they have really good quality, but it's like, oof. I can choose not to eat lunch this week.
Yeah.
Or have, you know.
Yeah, have shoes that fit me. I mean, the first pair I bought off of Amazon because I knew they were the ultra wides and I got lucky. Like, buying shoes off of Amazon is such a, like, it's either going to fit or it's not. Yeah. God, I wish I could wear Nikes. Mm. Bums me out.
Oh.
I wish I could just wear Air Force Ones. It would be so nice, but I can't because Nikes, oh, we make wide shoes. Like, no, the frick you don't.
Wide for who exactly?
Yeah, never been. I was able to wear Nikes when I was like in the sixth grade, where I would wear my mom's Nikes because I could. But the second I started growing, it was like these things just pinch the hell out of my feet. Mm-hmm. It's right back to New Balance, mm-hmm. and even New Balance, like, they're just not. I think you actually have to have a kid for them to look correct on your body because. Jay has a daughter, and suddenly his white-on-white lawn-mowing New Balance 4, it's like the 495 or whatever number that is, it's like, those belong on your feet. Yeah. Like, those look good.
I try to keep competing with Jay for dad vibes, but it's very hard when he's got a biological child. It's very hard
Dad's
to keep
privacy,
up.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat that.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, here is the video I actually made, so I can show you this if you like, and then I don't know if you want to throw up on camera at the same time,
We're going to start the podcast with this. Splice it in.
We'll start it. Do you want to see it now? You can cut this part out.
Yeah.
So you just hit play whenever you like.
Future Brian's too lazy.
You can send him the video so he can
Well, I'll send him the video also.
Edit it in.
This is a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. Holy crap. This sounds like it's real. Oh my God, your fursuit has pit hair.
You just noticed that?
You have different fur sewed into the armpits.
Yeah.
Broken glasses on the floor.
I literally had this for like 1 week. I know.
We have to redesign them.
I have to redesign how I made the mounting points.
Again with the armpit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, doing it.
Gotta appeal to the masses.
There's your older hat.
Will you be an angel for a helpless father? Every day, innocent dads are herniated, broken, and sober. Crying out for help. Click the link on your screen with a one-time gift right now for just $30. That's 2 craft six packs. You'll help rescue fathers from bills from nerve surgeons, providing food, shelter, and pornography. Or join online. The next 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm going to have to.
You can censor more of it.
I'm
going
to have to censor that pic.
Shelter right now. One who's been given a second chance thanks to you. Right now, there's a dad who needs you. Your order says, I want to sniff your pits. Please click right now.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
How did they sing that so perfectly?
I don't know how he did it. I mean, like, he is
A dude?
Yeah, he's a musician. Yeah.
Man, that is some serious falsetto.
I know. It's very impressive. I was incredibly impressed when I got it back.
Unless he, like, auto-tuned that a little bit or pitched it up.
I'll have to ask him. I don't know what he did to it, but, like, no, he's like a furry DJ / musician.
Cool.
So. His partner, Russell Buck, also has a very popular album out at the moment.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Rave Pop.
I need to know more about this kid speak.
Is that a kid's bop?
Yeah, it's like a kid's bop.
Is that album out on Hit Clips?
Feel free to censor whatever you have to. But that's what's for sale at the moment. And the reason why
I'm going to have to put something over the balls.
It's fine.
You said the one without the sensor.
Well, no, that is the fursuit balls or the print balls.
Okay, I'm going to have to censor two things.
Well, I'll say I have the sticker over the fursuit.
Yeah, well, you missed a bit.
I missed a bit.
At the end. The fursuit thing, yeah.
Because that's the jock strap technically on the back edge, but still.
Okay.
You can censor out whatever you like. I don't mind.
All right. I'm going to take...
Well, that's what's for sale.
Should I just take a picture of your face and then just put that on top of it? There you go. That's the sensor.
There you go.
I'm going to have it follow the crotch.
Have it follow after the freaking sticker. Actually... Yeah, we had that follow after the...
Or if you have, an image of the sticker, I'll just use it again.
I can send you the JPEG of the sticker again. So you do two... Okay. You put a second sticker, if you like, on the... Mm-hmm. Because the joke in the following of...
The balls in the fursuit... Like, the fursuit balls can sort of be seen.
That's the joke, kind
of. Okay.
That's the joke, where it's like the very edge. It's not...
That's the joke.
But if you want, we could put the fursuit sticker over the print balls again.
Yeah. The algorithm can find that.
The algorithm knows what fursuit balls look like now?
It knows. Unfortunately.
It's getting good.
Can't have shit in America anymore. What the hell?
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Donate to our Patreon. It's $1 a month. That's it.
If this was the AD section, I would be able to show it. But unfortunately.
Yeah. The AD, okay, so yeah, we can do furry porn as long as I upload it to Mega NZ, I think. Because that's what Nightdra uses. Other fursuit people who do adult stuff, but they have videos of animations and stuff they did in Blender.
Gotta find it.
And then hello.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
So, yeah, you can put it in,
I have no idea.
You can put, I don't know what the limitations are what the true limitations are for Mega Upload, or now it's just called Mega.
Mm-hmm.
The only stuff I've seen artists do are, drawn stuff. It's not actual skin. And then you got people with OnlyFans, but I think OnlyFans host the videos themselves.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, weird. But then some people link to, a hosted video on their Discord or something like that. So I don't know what Discords... I have an RCR Discord, and I don't know how to log... I'm not part of it. It was just created.
Hi, Amanda.
What's up?
It's going good. We're doing a podcast.
Oh,
you're fine. What's up?
What's up?
I was looking for my hat. I think I left it here on Friday.
Okay.
Can you describe it?
It's a black hat.
A baseball hat?
Baseball cap with...
Do you know where it's at?
My hair.
I don't know where it's at.
Okay.
I know what it looks like. I can assist.
All right, cool.
Where did you see it last?
I passed out on your couch, so...
Great stuff.